We're live at Southampton's Ocean Village as the Clipper Round the World race came to an end today. And what a welcome home the crew's had, not only here into Ocean Village, but in the Solent and up Southampton Water as well. In just a couple of moments, we'll hear from Clipper's race director, Jonathan Bailey. But first of all, here's a little flavour of what it sounded like coming into Ocean Village on board the entry Singapore.
That'll do on the top air. Hold that. Already there, Nibba. Okay, lower away.
Who have you just seen?
They're from my sailing club, Channel Sailing Club.
Whereabouts is that?
It's based in Epsom, and lots of people who have boats on the south coast. It's a little club, but we're very, very good sailors and enthusiastic, and I think they've been following my every step. Yeah.
How much of the race have you done?
I've done three legs. I did leg two in September, Rio to Cape Town. And then I joined them again in San Francisco and done leg seven and eight.
It's worth it.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Fantastic experience. I've loved it.
And what about this welcome home?
Yeah, well, just amazing. Amazing. I mean, it's a big sailing area. And just fantastic to have so much support and so much excitement about it. It's wonderful, wonderful day.
You can see all my friends over here now, and they've made up some banners advertising the presence of rum, which always makes me happy. Superb welcome back, actually. It's really can't wait to get alongside, tie up, and catch up with some of my closest friends and family I haven't seen for a whole year. It's been a long year.
Quite a welcome home, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely fantastic.
How does it make you feel?
Very, very proud.
Welcome home.
Thank you very much, Neil. Thank you.
How was that?
Oh, epic. Absolutely epic. Speechless, to be honest with you.
Great party.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
From Southampton, who's the skipper of the Singapore entry in the Clipper Round the World race, with his reactions to coming into Ocean Village today. The race started 31st of July last year. Nobody will ever forget that scene down Southampton Water as HMS Illustrious led the crews out in that arrowhead formation and that flotilla. Around the world, mid-August they were in Madeira, then to Rio, off to Cape Town, to Geraldton in Western Australia, dropped down to Wellington, up to Gold Coast on the east coast of Australia, to Singapore, Qingdao, Auckland in San Francisco, through the Panama Canal to New York, Halifax in Nova Scotia, a couple of weeks ago, Derry, Londonderry in Ireland, then to Den Helder in Holland. The crews left there a few days ago and are now safely back in Southampton. And one man who's been responsible, I guess, in a way for the whole crew, all of the crews on that race, is Jonathan Bailey, race director. It must be wonderful, Jonathan, to see them all lined up here in Southampton again.
Yeah, it's a fantastic conclusion to a wonderful race. It's been very good. The crews have put lots of effort in, and also thank you to all the people who've come down here today. There's thousands of people down in Ocean Village today.
It was a great send-off, but a phenomenal welcome back.
Yeah, I think the final finish here with the welcome back was better than the actual send-off. There's just so many people down here, people from all over the place, not just friends and family, but people from Southampton as well.
Talking to some of the crew on Singapore coming up Southampton Water today, they were saying that it was they had great welcomes as they went into places like New York and Qingdao, but nothing like that they had hit in the Solent and up Southampton Water.
No, this is the biggest welcome we've had all over the world. Places like Qingdao in China, they have big welcomes, and in Den Helder in Holland last week was a big welcome, but this is the biggest welcome we've had in any of the ports around the world. So well done, Southampton.
Well, the race is over now. Obviously, the work isn't, but the race is over. How was it overall?
It was a very, very successful race, and I classify races as in the boats get back safely with all their crews on board. So from that point of view, it's very successful. And we're now looking forward to the 13-14 race, which starts in about 12 months' time.